bless you. I'm Pastor Mark Choate. Welcome to Revival Today. The message today is being able to withstand judgment. I pray you enjoy it.
The message that God put in my spirit is being able to withstand judgment. It's so easy right now in society today to feel like you're always being judged. You have TV, you have the media, you have Twitter, you have Facebook. There's all kind of information out there on you. And today's word that God has put in my spirit is to be able to withstand judgment. And I'm going to go somewhere with this word because I want you to know that God wants his people to be ready for the attack of the enemy. And the only way to be ready for the attack of the enemy is you have to understand that you are going to be judged. We have a generation that always says, stop judging me, get out of my business. But it's funny, we put all our business out online. So God has given me a few scriptures to work with you. The first one is 2 Timothy 1. And 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Now, the scripture that I'm giving you is going to set you up to give you a little understanding. God has not given you a spirit of fear. Now, why is it this that we have to get in our spirit is God wants us to know that he doesn't want you to be afraid of any attack of the enemy. So that's why in the scripture it says he has not given you that spirit of fear. Some of us are going through things in our life and we're afraid because we're going to sit in judgment or because something we've done. But I want you to know that God doesn't want you to fear what's going to come against you. And one of the things we have to know is that if he has not given us a spirit of fear, he says, I want you to know what I have given you. So when you fall into diverse temptation, when you fall into things, guess what? I've given you power. I've given you love and a sound mind. Say sound mind. So I'm going somewhere with this word. The next scripture, I want you to turn with me to Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. 13-14. A lot of this message is wrapped around vision because the scripture says without a vision, we perish. A lot of us have gotten saved and received the Lord into our life. And we find ourselves in situations now where we feel like we don't quite know our direction. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish. Now, that was the foundation of the word of God. How many of you receive salvation? But in the scripture, it refers a lot to vision. Now, what is a vision? A vision is a dream. But a vision has a word of instruction in it. So the Bible says, without a vision, people perish. So think about it. Even you as a child, when you were coming up in life, you said, this is what I want to be. How many have been there? You see? And so you had something to work towards. We find ourselves in a place where we don't have a vision, so we don't have nothing to work towards. So I want to encourage the body. So here's a word that God has put in my spirit. Turn to Daniel 7, 13, 14. It says, in my vision at night, I looked. Now, this is Daniel. He had a vision. And there before me was like the Son of Man coming with the cloud of heaven. They approached the Ancient of Days and was led unto his presence. 14 says, and he was given authority. Now, this scripture says that he was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and people in every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. It will not pass away. Turn to somebody and say, it will not pass away. this vision was Daniel, and he had a vision of this coming of Christ. And the reason why God gave him the vision, because the Bible says that in the scripture, it says he was given authority. Say authority. Glory and sovereign power. And all nations. So the Bible said everyone was going to acknowledge Jesus. So Daniel was given a vision. Why was he given a vision? Because without a vision, you perish. Now, God was given a vision to let us know that, guess what? You're going to have power. You're going to have authority if you have Jesus in your life. But you cannot get to where you want to go spiritually if you don't understand that you're going to have to fight against the enemy. So when God given him a vision, he said Jesus was coming and he was going to have power and authority, and then all people were going to acknowledge him and worship him. Now today we live in a time where we're starting to see where there's a political rivalries and all kind of things going on in the environment. You start to feel like there's no right, no wrong. His dominion is everlasting. So he is everlasting. It will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Turn to somebody and say, never be destroyed. So why do you think the enemy is coming against you right now? Because he wants you to not see the vision that Jesus has for you. I want you to know that you're already on the winning side. So if you can understand this, even when you're in the midst of your battle, guess what? You're going to make it. But the enemy don't want you to think that. So I'm going to have Elder read the next part. I want you to go to from Acts 18, 11 through 13. And now this is where I'm going with the message. This was Paul, and he began to teach to the Jews and the Greek. And he began to share the word of God, and he was sharing about the gospel. And as he was sharing about the gospel, the enemy showed up and put him in the judgment seat. Turn to somebody and say, in the judgment seat. Now, right here, he was teaching for 3 years and 6 months, and now all of a sudden, he was brought into the judgment seat. See, so right here, Paul was ready to open his mouth, and then all of a sudden, instead, Gallio began to speak and said, this man hasn't done no wrong. He was being judged because he was preaching against wrong. He was preaching different from the law of the Jews. And the Bible says that Jesus came for everyone. Now, as Paul was preaching, he was sharing the gospel, and as he was sharing the gospel, he was there for a year and 3 months. And out of nowhere, they came upon him and put him in the judgment seat. And the reason why, only because he was telling people how good Jesus was, and that Jesus was a deliverer, and that Jesus would make things change in your life. Now Paul was doing a good thing, is that right? And even in the midst of his situation, when he was ready to open his mouth, guess what? There was a witness in his behalf saying, listen, he hasn't done anything wrong. I need you to know, some of us are going to find ourselves in a situation in life where somebody's going to come against you. And God wants us to understand that too many times we're trying to fight our own battle with our flesh and blood. But God wants you to know that he already has somebody in the ram in the bush waiting to speak in your behalf so that you don't have to say a thing. And when he was sitting in judgment, I want you to know that the enemy was upset only because of his teaching. Some of us have received Jesus in our life and we're walking a life of integrity, and all of a sudden we're in situations, maybe at work, maybe at home, maybe with friends, and they're looking at you and they're causing trouble for you. And you say to yourself, I haven't done anything wrong. But in this passage, it shows you where Paul was doing things right, but still he was sitting in judgment. And then the next scripture where it said Pilate, when Jesus was ready to go to the cross, guess what? Pilate said, listen, I can't convict this man because he hasn't done anything wrong. I dare you to do what God has called you to do. Reason why? Because regardless of the situation you find yourself in, God is going to bring a way out. Turn to somebody and say, he's going to give us a way out. Ephesians 6, 10, and 12, here's where I'm going with everything. It says here, and I want you to get this in your spirit, because the kingdom work is all about vision and preparation. Too many times we accept the Lord in our life, and then we walk away and say, okay, I'm all good now. I'm all good. I don't need to do anything else. I read a few scriptures and I pray at night. Paul was doing the work of God, and now he's in the judgment seat, and now they were ready to convict him. Don't you know if you're sitting in judgment, that means you're going to be convicted, possibly? You can go to jail, and that day you could have been beheaded. So it was no joke. But he was doing the will of God, and because there was nothing he was doing wrong, they couldn't find a fault. But look at this next scripture. I want you to show you why God wants us to be ready. He doesn't want us to just know the word or have the word, but he wants us to be ready because there's an attack that's coming. There's a spiritual attack that's coming against the people of God. And guess what? We need to know what was already declared, that we are more than conquerors. So in the scripture here says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. Why is he saying to put something on if all you get to do is skip all your way into heaven? You see what I'm saying? The Bible here is saying, put on, finally, my brother, put on something. He says, so be strong in the Lord. Some of us have been wavering too long, and God is trying to get us in a place where we're strong spiritually. Why does he want you strong? Because you have to be able to stand up against some things. Even when you find yourself in a judgment seat, you have to be strong because you have to know that God is with you. But we cannot be strong if we don't know who God is, if we don't have a vision, that we don't understand that he's already said we're more than a conqueror. And guess what? You're already an overcomer. And guess what? He's already over the whole nation in the world. That's who God is. So when you come into the house of God and you're quiet and you barely know how to praise him, that's why the enemy is winning you, because guess what? You don't know how to come into his presence with thanksgiving and praise. Instead, you're worrying about the attack of the enemy and not realizing that he said, I already got your back. I've already prepared you for battle. Give God some praise. Don't be afraid to praise him in here. So it said, finally, my brother, it said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world. See, so it's saying this is what's going on in this world right now. And the church is not putting on nothing. Instead, we're trying to skip and march into glory, not realizing that the devil is going to put you in the judgment seat. And you're saying, I'm doing good. Pastor, I'm doing good. I've done nothing wrong. How many have been there like you're going through something and say, Lord, I've done nothing wrong. Why am I going through this? Oh, I've done nothing wrong. Don't you know that Jesus did nothing wrong? But in the midst of his battle, he knew that God was on his side. I need you to know something. God is on your side. I know you've been going through in the midnight hour, but God is still on your side. But the enemy wants you to get afraid. says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, spiritual wickedness in high places means those that are in authority. Teachers, judges, lawyers, the government. When Paul was being judged in the judgment seat, he was being judged and they were trying to convict him for preaching a different word. You ever get around those that you know when you share about Jesus and then they're tripping on you? They're like, wow, he's always talking about Jesus. You ever been there? They say, well, why you always talk about God? But when you get around them, they're always talking about what they want to talk about. And then when you talk about Jesus, they're judging you. When you're holding up the bloodstained banner, when you're talking about living saved and be Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, and then they turn around and say, well, don't judge me. No, we're not judging you. But guess what? I need to live right because there's an attack coming. And because the attack is coming, I need to be in a place that God needs me to be. I want you to know that he wants us to be strong and soldiers that can stand up. So let's go on to the next scripture. So we know that we're working against the enemy. We're going to be in a fight, church. How many know you're going to be in a fight? Raise your hand. Amen. Praise God. If you're going to be in a fight, you have to get ready for the fight. That's why in the first scripture where we talked about that, it said that he has not given you a spirit of fear, but power and love and sound mind. Guess what? When you get in a fight, you got to first eliminate fear. You ever see the boxers getting ready? And they're getting themselves and they're getting them ready. And they're over there and they're doing their jab and they're just jumping around. You know, half of that is psyching out the other person. You ever see a competitor? They're over there. You're over here. You're a boxer. You got to go against them. Now, if you're sitting there looking like this, and like, what am I doing up in here? And the other guy's in the corner like this. They didn't even touch nobody yet. They didn't do a thing. You over there in the corner, now the spirit of fear kick in. But this is how the enemy works against us. He is in the corner getting ready to take you out. And the church is sitting with a spirit of fear. And you haven't even gotten a fight yet. The attack has not even happened yet, but instead you up there thinking about, this guy is big. This guy is massive. He's in shape. You can tell when someone's in shape. Is that right? I know y'all know I'm in shape. You can tell when someone's in shape. So when you know someone's in shape, you don't want to mess with them. Like, I know back in the day when I was planning to fight somebody, I would strategize. If they were big and heavy, my job was to get them to chase me a little bit. If they chase me long enough, I'm getting them tired. So one day I was on a football team, and my friend, he was a big guy. He's like, Cho, I'm going to take you down. And he said, let's fight after. I said, okay. I said, I can take you, though. And it was junior high, and he was about almost 200 pounds, big lineman guy. And he was like, listen, Cho, I'm going to take you out. So we went out there in the field, and all of a sudden I started doing my ducking and weaving and swinging and just doing that kind of thing. Then he came after me, and I started running. You see now, but check this out. I kept running and ducking. Then he got tired, and then I came around, and I went, yeah, boom. I brought him down. I was like, bah, bah, bah. I said, you ready to give now? I want you to know that you have to have a plan. You can't show up on no big guy and try to get him to wrestle with him. You get out. He was breathing hard. He was like, he choked, but wait a minute. But wait a minute. No, I'm like, no, you're going down. We have to understand. Y'all done got me tired now. I need some Kool-Aid. See, so it says in the next verse, it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Say, in the evil day. That means something's coming. It says that you may be able to withstand when this day comes. And having done all to stand. So God wants us to be soldiers of faith that are doing something to stand. Too many times the church is falling out. Too many times when the battle shows up at your doorstep, instead of you being ready for that battle, you keep on saying, I need prayer. No, you don't need prayer. You need the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand something. And when you do what the scripture says, you're going to be able to stand in the evil day. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Say, breastplate of righteousness. See, so right now I'm making the vision clear. All right? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you are soldiers right now. You are a soldier. This is a vision I want you to get in your spirit. You're a soldier. And it says, now I want you to put the breastplate of righteousness. And then on in 15 it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Say gospel of peace. In the last days, it says, guess what? There's going to be attack. Guess what's going on right now in the last days? There's a lack of peace. So many people say they were getting ready for Jesus coming. They say, there are going to be signs and he's coming back and we're looking for the signs. And you're not even looking in the right place because the church is looking at homosexuality. They're looking at abortion. They're looking at dividing one another. I'm a Christian. You're not. I'm conservative and you're not. What in the world does that have to do with anything in the Word of God? The Bible says to put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand. But in the end, it says what? The gospel of peace. Why did that word show up? I need you to see that. Okay, now let's go back to the 16. It says, above, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Somebody say the Word of God. We need these things.
Praise God again. Thank you for listening to the Revival today. I pray that you had a good time. I pray that you enjoy the Word. Remember, put on the whole armor so that you can stand up against the enemy in this day. Be encouraged. Come visit us at House of Praise. We're located at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. God is doing a great work. Hope to see you soon. Bless you. Check our website out at houseofpraisenep.org. Also, you can go to the website and donate online by clicking the donate button. We hope to hear from you soon. Bless you and have a great week. Jesus.